रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 89. फाइट बिटवीन इंद्रजीत एंड लक्ष्मण कंटिन्यूड. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Then Lakshmana, hissing with fury like the lordly serpent, dispatched a powerful arrow at his foe. The Rakshasa was taken aback at the sound of the twang, and his face turned pale as he gazed on Lakshmana. Vibhishana, who noted his pallor and the martial ardor that filled Lakshmana, cried, "I see many signs that this foe of yours is tired and weak. Rush forward now and slay him speedily." And Lakshmana lost no time in fitting to his string flame-like arrows and dispatching them against Indrajit. He was dazed, his senses were confused, and like a man struck with a thunderbolt, he sat there for a space of a muhurta, knowing not what to do. But unshaken in fortitude, he recovered soon. His eyes fell upon Lakshmana, who stood before him, shouting for very joy. His eyes were bloodshot, and he cried, "Have you so soon forgotten the lesson that I taught you in the first fight between us, when you and your brother writhed in agony on the ground? Have you yet no idea of my prowess? Call back to your mind how you and your monkey host were struck down senseless by my arrows, mighty as thunderbolts. Or have you chosen a shortcut to the halls of Yama? Have you come here to fight me, yearning to go there? I thought you had come to your senses, having had some idea of my valor and martial skill. If you have forgotten, I shall refresh your memory today. Stay, fight carefully." And therewith he hit Lakshmana with 7 arrows, Anjaneya with 10, and Vibhishana with many more, since he had revealed his secrets. But Lakshmana laughed lightly, saying to himself, "This is but child's play." He dispatched arrows of frightful might as he cried, "Rakshasa, I have never seen a warrior behave on the field as you do. Those intent upon victory will not shoot such puny shafts. Your arrows hurt me not in the least. Why, they're very pleasant and agreeable." And he followed the words with another deluge of arrows. The golden armor of Indrajit was riven thereby, and it was scattered over the ground, even as stars falling from the sky. His body was riddled with narachas, which looked like trees hiding a mountain from view. Beside himself with fury, he shot 1,000 arrows at Lakshmana and broke into splinters his divine armor. Thus did they exchange warlike compliments. They breathed hard, their bodies bristled with arrows, and torrents of blood coursed down them as they pierced and cut each other with sharp arrows. Veterans of 1,000 battles of frightful valor, intent upon the death of each other, the two shot through and through with arrows. With shattered armor and drenched in blood that flowed like mountain torrents, roaring loud enough to terrify the hearts of all, they looked like black thunderclouds from which there fell a ceaseless shower of arrows. Long did they fight thus, and they knew neither fatigue nor weakening of ardor. They used many weapons and magic instruments and covered the earth and the sky with a canopy of arrows. None excelled them in the art of magic weapons. They kept it up tirelessly, ceaselessly, skillfully, and with wonderful lightness of hand and keenness of eye, never once failed to hit the mark. Verily, it was a battle that was terrible to behold. Like unto bolts from the blue, the twang of their bows fell upon the ears of everyone. Like clouds roaring in exuberance, the earth and the sky echoed to their warlike roars and terrible bursts of laughter. Keenly intent on each other, their bodies shone all over with narachas, decked with golden bands from which torrents of blood rushed forth. The shafts passed through them and buried themselves in the earth, smeared with blood. Some of the arrows clashed against one another in the sky. Some broke or cut down their opponents, like unto bundles of sacred grass burned to ashes by the flaming Garhapatya and Ahavaniya fires. Their arrows burst into flames. Their bodies, covered with dreadful wounds, resembled the Shalmali and the Kimshuka trees, leafless but covered with red blossoms. They vowed to slay each other and fought long and dreadfully. Though they ceased not, yet they felt not the slightest touch of fatigue. arrows were embedded in their bodies and made them look like mountains paved with thick woods. Hidden by arrows drenched with blood, their limbs resembled fire surrounded by lambent flames. Thus they fought on long and skillfully, yet their martial ardor was not quenched and their arms were not weary. Then approaching Lakshmana, who was fighting with unshakable courage and uncontrollable energy, Vibhishana came near and spoke to him sweet words of love and comfort. Mangalam Kushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhoomaya Mangalam.